Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, we'll circle back to J.J. Watt. Kind of leaving the door open a little bit for a comeback at his softball game on Saturday. A lot of people waiting. One text I want to hit here before we circle back to the Astros. Because JJ, while he was a little less clear about whether or not he's coming back, he was clear that he might come back. One thing he was clear about, he's not coaching. Text message. JJ should come coach. He ain't coaching. He was very, very clear about that. He said he loves the act of coaching guys. He does not like the thought of being a coach where you show up to, quote him, 5 a.m. and stay till 9 p.m. every day.
Yeah, it's a grind, man. That's why, like, talking somebody into coaching never works. You can't cajole somebody into coaching. They've got to really, really want to do it. That's why it was so absurd that anybody ever thought Tony Romo would be a good offensive coordinator. The guy can't be bothered to study for the games that he's going to talk about for a few hours a day. There's no way in hell he's going to study it for 90 hours.
That's right.
For less money, mind you.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think that's without a burning desire to go into it, it's not going to happen.
Yep. So the Astros, they lose yesterday 5-4. Felt bad, man. Singleton hit that home run to put him up 4-3. I'm like, man, Singleton's got three home runs, and two of them came in huge spots in this homestand. I feel good about Singleton, man. Just we'll see if he can keep this thing going now that they go on the road here.
Yeah, I mean, look, he has been on fire ever since Abreu got sent down to West Palm Beach, and it's I know he won't ever say that it was tied to that or anything, but just getting those reps and having that trust that you're not going to get yoinked for. You're not going to get yoinked at some time in the game for somebody who's the worst hitter in baseball, for
literally
instance.
Literally worst hitter in baseball. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was cool. And then Brian Abreu came in, gave up a run in the eighth. Josh Hader comes in, gives up a run in the ninth. I tell you what, with Hader, it ain't for a lack of a routine. Amy and I sat, our favorite seats to sit at Minute Maid Park are the front row right above the Astros bullpen.
Right,
you see a lot of stuff in the bullpen. It's kind of fun.
Uh-huh.
And, boy, whereas most of the relievers just kind of sit and chill for most of the game until it's time to get the phone call, Hader start. I don't know if this is normal. We don't sit. We sat out there five times in our life, maybe, right? But we love those seats. And there were two that were available at a very reasonable price, like many of their tickets these days. So we went on Sunday. Hader has a routine that he starts doing in about the fifth inning to get ready to go in. Yeah, like one inning, he's there doing like the equivalent of like yoga. You know, he's planking and he's getting on his side. He's during one of the innings, he's got some sort of rubber ball he's throwing against the wall. He has another half inning where he's doing like jumping back and forth, like he's jumping over an invisible box. He is doing something from the fifth inning on, which was a stark contrast to Brian Abreu when he got asked to go in the game, which was, hey, Abreu, get up. And he takes his windbreaker off, throws a few warm-up pitches, and then goes in. I just thought this isn't me like disrespecting Brian Abreu. It seems like most of the guys do that. Like, right. Hader's routine was, like, I was impressed by that, you know?
It's, you know what, it's always so, it's different when you're the closer, though, too, because you have a more set schedule for when when you're actually going to go in, and if like if they need him or not, or if they use him or not. He can just do that same routine every single night.
Yeah.
For the other guys, it's just a whole different deal, depending on you know exactly when you're going to be pressed into duty.
Yeah.
I respect both methods, but I feel like if I were walking around and just all of a sudden, like at any time of day, needed a relief pitcher, Abreu would be my guy. Like if you're in a bar, and all of a sudden
you don't need
you know,
these warm-ups. Yeah.
Right. Somebody challenges you to a pitching contest.
Right.
Abreu's my guy.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's a good point. Haters like, no, I'm going to need 45 minutes to do Pilates, yoga, and calisthenics. Yeah.
Yeah. Be like, like if you're going to get into a fist fight in a bar, if somebody was like, well, hold on a second, I need to warm
Abreu's
up.
Abreu's like, time out. Yeah. Like I got to go.
Sir,
yeah.
sir, you have disrespected me. You just wait 20 minutes and there's going to be hell to pay.
Well, here's the thing. Neither approach worked yesterday.
Yeah, they all got their asses
beat. Abreu came in and gave up a run. Yeah. Hader came in and gave up a bomb.
Abreu got hit with a broken beer bottle.
Yep.
And yeah, they all just got taken to task.
They did. Here's Joe Espada and basically saying it's when your leverage guys don't come through, it's not good.
It sucks because that's the kind of the way you plan for the game and you get there and you got the guys that you believe in and I keep believing in those guys because those guys are really good. We just gotta get the job done. We gotta put guys away. We're better than that.
Yeah. That's gotta be the hardest part for not just the Spada, but probably Crane too, is that Hader felt like a luxury splurge, right? You had a closer already in Ryan Presley who was very serviceable. He's not Hader, but he's very serviceable. You had Brian Abreu back there to set up. I mean, you had a bullpen that was, you know, at the back end at least was, the last couple of years has been among the best in baseball. It looks a little different than a lot of teams' closers with Presley there. He's not a hammer, but he gets guys out. And then you splurge, you go over the competitive balance tax to sign Josh Hader. And the reason you do that, Seth, is so that you go, okay, when all else fails, at least we know if we get into the seventh inning with a lead, we go Abreu, we go Presley, we go Hader, and we go home. And that's it. And we're done. And I mean, to say that it's not working that way is a massive, massive understatement. It's the eighth blown save of the year for these guys.
It's a shame because the bullpen over the last week has improved on the whole and in total. It's just that, that hammer at the end or even the last three innings that you're expecting that you can rely upon, it's just not there.
No.
And so if I try to hang my hat on the things that are positive about this, again, the relief staff showed a lot of improvement on the whole over the past week. And then batting, there's all these weird stats where they're leading the league in batting average and second in OPS and all these other things. And yet they're still not scoring all that many runs.
Yeah.
But there's all these things that it's easy at the beginning of the season to say, well, the water will find its level, right? The pendulum will swing back the other way. They've had a little bit of bad luck or whatever. But the time's running out on all of that.
Yeah.
At some point, whether it's hitting with runners in scoring position or not making absurdly idiotic errors, both on the base paths and in the field, like all these various things that accumulate, I don't know when you just flush it all completely down the toilet before the trade deadline, but they got to get it going.
That's a good point because when they had a bad first week, right? They get swept by the Yankees.
Yeah.
They start the season 2-5, 3-10, whatever it was, and people are going, "Well, it's a 162 game season." We're at the stage now. And by the way, they go on the road to play the Yankees tomorrow. they're going on the road to play the Yankees. They're going on the road to play Detroit, who's a lot better than people thought they would be this year. The fact of the matter is that the chances are if they're going on the road to play anybody, they have a better record than the Houston Astros right now. So we're getting to a stage where you can't go, well, it's a 162-game season. We're getting to a stage at 12-22 where it's really like a 110-game season, because you've got to be – they're going to need – if they're being practical about it and not delusional about it, they're going to need to be at a certain record. In my mind, if I were running things – they would need to be at a certain record by like the middle between mid-June and early July.
Yeah.
Before I say, okay, we've really got to start fishing around for some takers on this guy, and that guy. Because we're not going to do a tear it down to the studs reset. Because I just don't think they're going to do that. But we're going to do a reset of some sort here and try to at least supplement our minor league system. knowing that like we're going to take the L on this season. Our streak of seven straight ALCSs is going to be over. And now the goal is to do, like in basketball what Golden State did when they had some injuries and things like that. You know, they finish high in the draft, they draft some young guys, and then they come back and mostly around the old guys, they go back and they're able to kind of grind their way to another championship. You know, that kind
the,
of thing.
We were supposed to start doing this was to come in with a projected record based where they are right now.
Yeah.
Because after they, you know, they went 3-3 versus whatever. They're on pace for 57 wins right now.
Okay.
So does that get you into the playoffs with these expanded playoffs?
I'm checking right now to see if a 57-win team got into the playoffs.
Is that in play?
No. They would need 33 more wins than that to get into the playoffs.
When was it that the Houston Chronicle declared the 2005 Astros dead?
15 and 30, they declared them dead. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We're getting there.
So we're not there yet.
We're not there yet, but we're 3-8 away from that.
We're 8 games. Oh, three. Yeah.
They're 12-22 right now. So they go 3-8 over their next 11 games, which is in play. Then they
would
be
against the Yankees and against the
Detroit.
Oh, yeah, Detroit.
Detroit.
Yeah.
And then they come back home where they've just been outstanding for the last, you know, however long.
Detroit's 18-16 right now.
Yeah. Yeah. They're better than expected. They're a decent baseball team. The Astros are not a decent base. They come home for four against Oakland, and normally I'd be like, oh, thank God. But Oakland's better than the Astros right now. And by the way, Oakland was the team that they were supposed to clinch everything against last year and not have to worry about the last week of the season.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sean, the A's are only 4.5 games better than the Astros
crazy.
Right now.
Yeah. It's wild, man. It is.
Well, but the Rangers or the Angels they're dead even with the Angels. So the race to beat the Angels, aided by yet another Mike Trout injury, is very much in play.
Relentlessly, not in last place, the Astros for sure. Mm-hmm. Good text here. A lot of thoughts on the Astros. A lot of thoughts on J.J. Watt coming in too. Let's hit a few of these. If we have to tear it down to the studs, I don't trust Crane and Bagwell to rebuild it. That's fair. Now, the thing I do trust Dana Brown when it comes to evaluation of young players, like prospects they would get in these. I mean, the prospects they would get in these trades, these are all guys that Dana Brown has probably scouted. The Atlanta Braves are where they are right now in Major League Baseball and have been over the last few years, in no small part due to Dana Brown and the scouting that he did in Atlanta, that young core. You know?
Yeah, that's...
I don't worry about Crane and Bagwell too much.
Well, and I think, too, if you go and you look at, okay, why take Dana Brown and what were the... You know, what were his traits that Crane really wanted? You got to rebuild that pipeline. And that's what you have to hope for. And the issue with that is that, man, that takes a few years to figure out.
Yes.
So a lot of the times, if Dana Brown can make it through these next few years, then maybe he'll have the chance to reap the benefits of the drafting and the signing of international free agents and whatnot now. But we'll see. It's a lot of work underneath the surface that you don't find out about for a couple of years.
I can't believe these are the conversations we're having about the Astros.
Can't you, though? I mean, it's been however many years.
No, I know, but it's May 6th. You know, we're talking about trading Bregman and Verlander at the trade deadline.
Well, and then for the team on paper that looked much, much, much stronger than this. You know, as evidenced by just about everybody's opinion, including Vegas, headed into the season.
Yeah.
And still by the odds in a lot of respects. They're still with a healthy chance of making the playoffs, according to Fangraphs.
Yeah. Yeah, coin flip, which for a 12-22 team, coin flip, I'd take it right now. J.J. Watt, if you missed it, told D'Amico Ryan, or he said in his press conference before the softball game on Saturday that he had told D'Amico Ryan's last year that if you need me to call me, but only if you absolutely need me. And this text message says, JJ is like Ross and Rachel on Friends when she said that sex was never off the table after they'd broken up. LOL. I don't know if it's a perfect analogy.
I don't remember that.
I didn't watch Friends.
I stopped watching. I watched until the Ross and Rachel stuff got to be just so damn annoying.
Yeah.
It's just because Ross got so pathetic. Almost ruined an entire generation of young men into thinking that being pathetic was the way to go about it.
Rage. I hate David Schwimmer so much.
So Rachel said that sex was off the table.
No. Sex was never off the table.
Never
off,
yeah.
Yeah. Text message. Bring in JJ in week 16. A couple games as a limited rotation rusher to get the rust off. Playoff morale boost going into the postseason. If they're heading into the postseason, I don't know that they need a morale boost. I've never seen a depressed Texans team heading into the postseason, except maybe 2012 when they lost 3 out of 4 down the stretch.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean you need a morale boost, but it's an added morale boost.
I guess.
Morale can be good and then get better.
Yes,
so,
that's true.
You know, a little bit of infusion of energy when everybody's starting to run on fumes. Yep. That might be really good. I think it just depends on what the actual scenario is. And then maybe also, I don't know, maybe the Texans didn't feel that great about like where JJ was physically or didn't trust that he would be okay to come back, whereas maybe this year it'd be different.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe. It'd be fun. It'd be cool. It'd be great for radio for sure. Speaking of which, we'll have JJ's comments for you coming up in the next segment, which is headlines. The Astros lose 2 out of 3. JJ Watt gets everybody excited. We had a retirement of a Texans legend, at least a Texan who made a legendary play back in the day, and a whole lot more. We got a lot of NFL news to get to as well. And headlines, that is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.